Hello, this is Vivi on 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble, with English Talk Radio. My guest today was on the first show English Talk Radio ever did. Hello, Christine Minsky. Welcome back to English Talk Radio.
Hello, Vivi. Thank you for having me back on the show.
When we talk money, we think of now, 2020. 15 years ago, when English Talk Radio started, how different was it financially, Christine?
I would say, generally, it was an optimistic time. It was the pre-crisis world. It was so optimistic that people were selling investments in the BRIC countries. Do you remember Brazil, Russia, India, yes. China, to retail investors? What were retail investors? We didn't even have to define those back then. We could just sell anything that was structured and exotic to everybody. Subprime mortgages were being sold in the US and the UK. Inflation was there. There were interest rates. Brexit was, I don't even know where David Cameron was. I'm sure you'd know where he was better than me. And overall, the Eurozone had inflation at around 2.5%, which was over the 2% target. There's no inflation anymore. So just this broad environment of optimism, and we really miss that now.
We were in Fat City. Did we know it?
We were. I don't think we did. I don't think we realized it at the time. And then really, I mean, no one saw the crisis coming in 2008. Particularly not Alan Greenspan, who was chairman of the Fed prior to that. He had just handed the keys over to Ben Bernanke. At the ECB in 2005, we had Jean-Claude Trichet. There's been less turnover at the ECB than at the Fed since then. So the ECB went from Trichet to Draghi and just recently to Madame Lagarde. Whereas at the Fed in the U.S., that switched from Greenspan to Bernanke to Yellen and now to Jay Powell.
How much would an average-sized house cost? What's the ratio difference between 2005 and 2020?
Well, I looked into some data online, and in the Paris area, it's really the apartments have really caught up with other areas. We're talking at an increase of about, now these are averages, of about 40%, and houses as well.
That outside much?
Of Paris. Yes, yeah, 40%. And in Paris, I mean, you can really find, I mean, I'm sure you could, you know, dig deeper and find arrondissement where it's doubled since
mm-hmm,
then.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just read this yesterday, so I threw it in there. Paris, most unaffordable major city in the world, apart from Hong Kong.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the prices per square meter have really just skyrocketed. And every year we think it's reached a peak, and it apparently hasn't reached a peak. Prices like 16,000 euros per square meter in suburbs that are not particularly stylish, just because they can get it.
Yeah. What about a car? Nice, shiny new car. How much would it cost in 2005 and now?
Well, I couldn't get back to 2005 proper, but 2011, Renault Clio, you were at 10,000 euros. They were pricing it just under 10,000 euros. And now for the same Renault Clio, you're looking at between 14 and 26,000 euros. So even cars are up 40% in the past 10 years. Yeah.
Well, you know, looking back, a car for 10,000 euros sounds like they're giving it away. I mean, it sounds really, really cheap.
It sounds really cheap.
Doesn't it?
Yes, now. So we just sort of get used to this as we print these new prices in our minds.
What about that ski holiday? Here we are in the beautiful Alps. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. Where would you go 15 years ago and how much would it cost?
I think that's a good point. Where would you go? So in the past 10-20 years, I read that the isotherm, so the altitude at which snow changes into rain, has risen from 1,200 meters to 1,500 meters. So you're going to have to ski higher these days. And part of your lift ticket, now 10 to 15% of your lift ticket cost goes to making fake snow, because there's just not enough of it anymore. So the prices that I found online now are roughly about 1,000 per person per week. So for a family of four, that's 4,000 euros.
That's just to stay somewhere.
That would be the whole package. So that would
the
be
the whole package. Yeah, the skis, the lifts, the
exactly the stay. Equipment and maybe classes for your children because they're all going to want their little medals with the École de Ski.
Well, that's not that bad.
It's not exactly. It's not that bad. Now, if you went probably somewhere more stylish, like Miribel, probably you could double that. And if you went somewhere a little more family-oriented, you could probably dwindle that down a little bit.
Okay. Now, savings have changed, too. Are French people saving more than 15 years ago? Because I remember when I first moved here, people told me, and it wasn't just a joke, that French people kept their money under the mattress.
Yeah, that's a good question. Point. Savings. So savings is one of the things that has become, so interest rates are very low right now. It's not really in your interest to save when you're saving at 0%.
Right.
So maybe, you know, if we push the logic to the limit and Madame Lagarde, since she became president of the ECB, kind of said this negative interest rate thing needs to stop because people will start doing what they do in Japan, which is buy safes and park their money in cash in safes because that's the only place it doesn't deflate.
Right. That was my point. You know, it's not a healthy thing to do. What about a night out for the parents? They're going to have a night out. They've got to get a babysitter. They go to see a film. They're going to have dinner. And they have transport, whether they're going to use their own car or they're going to get a taxi, they're going to have to pay, whether parking or for a taxi. Any changes from 15 years ago, would you say?
So I looked at it kind of category by category, and I would say everything went up at least 20% and somewhat 50%. The cheapest, I would say the smallest increase was in the price of your babysitter, whose minimum wage, if you're paying her minimum wage, went up from €8 net to €10. The film price over more than doubled. So where I could find prices at €6 in 2005, that's now at 14 for the...
For one ticket.
Yeah, for one ticket in like the Pathé in Paris. No, you probably could find maybe cheaper, less commercial movie theaters. But dinner also was, I would say, about €20 on average in 2005. Now you're probably at 30, 35. And even your metro ticket, if you live in the Paris area or probably in Grenoble as well. I couldn't find historical data for the Grenoble system. Is up from €1 to €1.5. Oh, well, what's 50 cents? Mm. But it's a 50% increase. So
it's an expensive night out for the parents.
It is, yeah. It's grown between 20 and 50% over the past 15 years. Now, maybe your children have grown and they don't need hopefully they don't need babysitters anymore.
And 15 years, I would say, please don't babysit me anymore. But the thing of it is, you have to take all those things into consideration when you are parents and you say, oh, let's go out, let's go be romantic, just the two of us. And then you say, okay, that's going to be €150, please.
Yes, and then you try to bit by bit say, well, maybe we can go to a cheaper restaurant, or maybe we can go somewhere within walking distance, or maybe we can get a great aunt so-and-so to babysit for the kids.
Well, why don't we just take someone to take the children away and stay home and sleep?
That would save money.
You are listening to 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble. Speaking of the little darlings, cost of bringing up baby in 2020.
Now, I couldn't find a global figure, but I looked at some basic things. So you'll need a nanny, unless you can get a spot in public daycare. So a public creche.
Don't you get on a list for that for the creche? I mean, you get on a list when you're pregnant, don't you?
You can. I don't know how it works in Grenoble, but in the Paris area, you'd better know the mayor personally. And if you don't, you can pretty much kiss your chances of getting a spot in public daycare goodbye.
Well, maybe that's the romantic thing you do on the night out. Find the mayor.
That's right. You find the mayor.
Take him out to dinner.
Take him out and you wine him and dine him and your place in public daycare is secured. If not, you're going to have to pay a nanny the minimum wage, the SMIC in France, which is about €8 an hour net right now. So, and she'll get overtime for more than 40 hours. So, and that time that she'll be watching your children will have to include your transport time. Door to door.
Yeah.
Diapers, nappies, whatever you want to call them. We're looking at about 50 euro cents per diaper. So times 6 to 8 per day, infant formula. You can get 25 cans of infant formula for 500 euros. That probably lasts you about a month.
500 euros?
Yeah, so maybe 2 months. And a stroller, of course. It gets very expensive. I'd say the nanny is probably at least 1,500 a month. And then you can maybe get creative and get cheaper on the stroller and the clothing, buy secondhand, see if you have an older
Christine,
cousin.
I'm going to interrupt you. How much are condoms?
Probably cheaper. No, I didn't look into that, Vivi.
Well, I wasn't expecting you to say 500 a month for formula either. Weddings, which used to come before the baby, but not anymore. There is one industry that is still thriving. It's going crazy. How much to tie the knot?
I found a relatively reasonable prices online, but it was sort of for the overall package, and it was probably a France average. So somewhere between 2,500 and 7,000 euros for 100 people. I thought that was pretty reasonable.
What does that include?
So that would be, a rental of a public hall, and then catering per head.
So they're going to feed and drink these, water these people, and provide a place for them to sit.
Exactly.
And this is a reception.
That's the reception. Well, hopefully the church doesn't really, the church would probably, you'll need to make some sort of informal.
Yeah.
That's at your discretion. Obviously, then on that, you'll need to add the cost of the dress, which would, depending on how stylish you want to get, is somewhere between 500 to 1500.
I have different information. I think 7,000 is more like it. Women are going crazy on wedding dresses. A 7,000 euro wedding dress is not out of the question anymore.
Ah, well.
No, I'm serious. I'm not trying to correct you in any way. I'm so astonished myself that somebody would spend something on something you wear once.
Yep, just for one day.
Or maybe twice.
You can always lend it to your little girl if you have one, and let her play Snow White in it or something.
But that is amazing. So really, it's not that bad. I mean, you can do it modestly.
Yeah, I felt like there was more flexibility in the price of a wedding than in the price of an evening out for parents.
Well, let's all get married.
That's right.
It's the cheapest option on English talk radio. Entertainment. We are all going to see a film. That's if we can find one that's suitable for everybody, because people now have their preferences and their concerns and their worries about violence. Entrance fee, popcorn, drinks, sweets for a family of four. Can we afford it?
I think it's really expensive. So the prices that I see at cinemas in Paris are about 14 euros a ticket.
Right.
Maybe you have less expensive options in Grenoble. But then the candy, as you mentioned, is maybe 4 euros a candy, 3 euros a drink, maybe more, 4. I mean, that's, you're looking at 10 euros a head for sweets. So for a family of four, you could spend 40 euros on sweets.
On rotting their teeth.
Exactly. Or you can, do like I do and discreetly pop into Monoprix beforehand.
That's not allowed, Christine.
Right. But
They don't allow you.
I know, but they never really actually check your pockets. So.
Well, I do know somebody because I happened to be with him and he was 14 and he had taken something with him. And somebody came. What do you call the guy that watches everyone to make sure? What do you call it in French?
Some sort of security guard or something.
Yeah, but there's a particular name, like not the warden.
Oh,
but
yes. The women who do it are called the ouvreuses. But
yeah, that's it. But this was a guy.
Okay.
And he came and he took a hold of, it was my son, took a hold of him. This was in Paris. And said, you have to go out.
Oh, my.
And it was pretty shocking. It was pretty shocking. He never did that again. He didn't fine him or he wasn't angry with him. It was nothing like that. But he just said, you're gone.
You're gone. You have to leave. You've broken the rule.
Of course, we had to leave too because we couldn't leave the child out there on his own.
Oh, that's really
tragic story.
How odd that they would be so strict.
That
I've
was
never
Paris.
Seen it.
Yeah. So be careful when you go to Monoprix. They'll be watching you now. Concerts, big venues, these huge venues, thousands and thousands and thousands of people. How much for me to go and see my favorite band?
It's expensive. Yes, that's so. First of all, if you go to see, for example, I like to see the opera, but the opera is subsidized. Now, if you go see, Pink Floyd, who were in Paris last year, you're looking at about $200 a ticket. I mean, it's really expensive. It's really expensive. Really nice concert venues, but still, I mean, you have to be there hours in advance to, in the hope that you can approach the stage. So, yeah, I would say about $200 on average.
And when you go to these concerts, are you eating and drinking in there, or is it solely the music? Nobody's making any money on T-shirts or selling T-shirts?
I think the T-shirts are probably around what they would cost for example, Roland Garros as well, which are just horrifically expensive. I mean, you're going to charge like 40 euros a T-shirt, 40 euros.
Yeah. So. All right. So we won't be going to any concerts. This is looking a lot like we're going to stay at home. I hope we all have nice homes to stay in.
You have the subsidized option. So the opera, you know, by contrast, looks cheap.
Right. Well, no one ever said opera was cheap. It's always too expensive. The book industry is thriving. Publishing has never been better. How much to buy a book today compared with 2005?
So 2000, it seems to be down or stable. I think they must be compensating by volume. So the 2012 prices I could find were about 22 euros for a first edition, about 7 euros for a paperback, and about 4 euros for a used book. Now those should be one thing you should be careful with buying books online. Not to name any names, but there's a very large. U.S. tech company that starts with an A that will change prices as a function of who you are and how much money they think you have. There was an interesting study published on them and what they do with the price of pumpkin pie spice around Thanksgiving, and it can vary from simple to triple.
Yep, straight up. Well, speaking of books, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them that I'm reading right now. Duck's New Report, Lucy Ellerman. Essays, Emmanuel Carré. Refuge, Dina Nayari. Memories of the Future. Oh, I hate saying this woman's name. Siri Hustvedt. The Europeans, Orlando Fige. And this is not Henry James, the Europeans. And all those books, I would say, are around 20 euros each. Actually, no, the Duck's New Report was the biggest, with 1,000 pages, and it was the cheapest. It was like 11, 12 euros, something like that. But
still, it's 20.
It's still not that bad.
It's not that bad, and you do have the library option, and a lot of libraries now have dematerialized books where you can borrow them onto your tablet, and they self-destruct after 3 weeks. That's right.
All right. What about a cup of coffee? 5 euros a cup. You travel around Europe. 5 euros a cup doesn't seem that expensive anymore. It sounds reasonable, but 15 years ago?
So I looked at the national averages. The national averages in 2005 were 1.3 euros, and today it's 1.5. That's a national average. I personally have never seen coffee for 1.5 euros. I don't remember seeing it for that price. So apparently there are a lot of cafes in Clermont-Ferrand or something that are pulling that average down. In Paris, as you say, it's more like 5 euros today. But the official figures I could find look more like a 20% price increase, which isn't too bad. That's kind of on the lower end of our range.
Well, I'm not thinking about what I call the dessert coffee or the pudding coffee, which isn't really coffee. The Starbucks coffee, they put all this stuff in it, so it ends up being like a pudding or a dessert rather than a cup of coffee. And I don't remember seeing coffee ever that cheap. I mean,
that's true. And particularly that kind of coffee was never in the one and was never under 3.5 euros.
Mm. Right, right. So we still need our coffee to go with our books. Want to get your hair cut. Surprise me, Christine.
How much was it back then? So again, national averages, 28 euros for women in 2005, 34 today. So that's 6 euros. It's about a 20% increase. And men was 16 euros in 2005 and 20 euros today. Now, that's a pretty average haircut, though. Maybe there are good salons in Grenoble at those prices. You get a pretty shoddy haircut in Paris for that price. So unless you know some really cool people, maybe on the eastern side of town.
I just think that My hairdresser is robbing me because I pay an awful lot more than that. It's in Grenoble, I mean.
It is. I've seen, yeah. And I've lost good hairdressers in Paris, and they say, oh, madame, come follow us. We're starting up our new salon. Great, I'll follow you. Okay. And I go to the salon, and it's how many euros? I mean, I'd be embarrassed to say it on the radio. I can't even leave a tip. I'm just shocked. No, this can't happen. I can't.
Well, I'm going to say I'm not going to say where, but I'm going to say my price, and that's 60.
60 is not bad, really, in Paris. That's a good price in Paris.
Okay, so that's Grenoble. Price.
Yeah.
But people are shocked that I do that. Quelle horreur! That's too much money for getting your hair cut. Well, you know, I don't do anything else to my hair. I just have it cut. So no, I don't feel like it's too much to spend on my hair.
Think over 200. Think over 200. For cut and color, but over 200.
Over 200.
Yeah.
A car's sounding really reasonable now, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Compared to everything else, let's buy a car. Okay, life is expensive. Is there anything that costs less?
You can find some little treasures. So, for example, I found tomatoes apparently are cheaper, particularly cherry tomatoes. Yogurt is one of the few things that's cheaper. So you can find some little tidbits like that that are cheaper. The major thing, though, that I'd say is cheaper is credit. Need to borrow money? Credit is really cheap right now. Mortgage rates under 1%. Almost any type of borrowing that you would want to do. I would not encourage the listeners of ETR to take out consumer credit, because that's, even if it's cheap, it's just you're borrowing for the wrong reasons. But yeah, I mean, back in 2005, we had interest rates of around, 4, 4.5, even 5%. That's just gone. I mean, we've gone through 15 years of, say post-crisis. So since 2008, central banks just taking the interest rates as low as they possibly can, and you would benefit from that now as a borrower.
But only in desperation straits. I'm going to go to music, because 90.8 FM is a music station. And these are the songs that were the top music songs of 2005, which is 15 years ago, Louis. So I hope you're listening. And it starts in January. So in January, it was Do They Know It's Christmas, which was Band-Aid 2. I mean, I don't care about Band-Aid 2 because Band-Aid 1 was so good. Call on Me, Eric Prydz, Numb Encore, Jay-Z and Linkin Park, Like Toy Soldiers, Eminem, Get Right, Jennifer Lopez. See, you still know these names. They're still around. Let Me Love You, Mario, Candy Shop, 50 Cent. Lonely, Akon. Axel F, Crazy Frog. We all remember Crazy Frog. You're Beautiful, James Blunt. We all remember that too. Men absolutely hated that song.
I remember that one.
Don't Cha, Pussycat Dolls. Pussycat Dolls are still going strong. Tripping, Robbie Williams. Push the Button, Sugar Babes. Sugar Babes are still going, I think. And Madonna, Hung Up. Remember any of those?
Some of those. Yes, the Jennifer Lopez.
All right. What about health insurance, life insurance? Prices up there too?
Yes. So life insurance will be... So it's challenging for insurers right now, given the, as we mentioned, the low interest rates. So that it'll cost you more. You have to put in more money to be able to take more money out, just because it won't be accruing it. 5%, it'll, the best your insurer can maybe do is something close to 2%. As a general rule, life insurance is more expensive. Health insurance right now, the average prices are around 40 a month for a single person and around 110 for a month for a family of four. But you really need to dig in and provide a few, a bit of information for a more specific quote. And there's also a big change in health insurance since 2005 is that if your employer offers health insurance, you have to take it now. That's a law that was passed in 2016.
Now, you say that's the law. Why would people avoid that? Oh, because you have to pay.
Right, you have to pay.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And you can't opt out because it works with the... Well, you can, but you guys can look online to servicepublic.fr and find it if you really want to. But it's part of the way companies price their right. policy is they right. say, okay, we got everybody on board. Yeah. How much is it?
Yeah. So at that point, large companies, small companies, everyone has to do it. They're obliged to do it by the government. They're in France.
If your employer offers it, yeah. And the employers are supposed to offer it. Yeah.
So that's my point. Yeah. The company, is the company offering it?
By law, I mean? Yeah, I don't want to say something. I haven't looked into that on the specifically. Then but if they it. Do, then you have to accept it, right. unless you fall into right. one of these special cases. But
okay, so we're going to eat candy, read books, listen to music.
Go to the library.
Go to the library. And we'll just have to earn more. Are we earning more?
Yeah, not much more. So the minimum wage, at least, rose by about 20% over the period. And inflation, cumulative inflation since May 2005. So I think ETR started in May 2000.
June the 3rd.
June 3rd. I wasn't far. So from May 2005 to December 2019, there was 25% cumulative inflation in the Eurozone. Where's your salary? If you're on minimum wage, only went up 20%. So you had a little 5% loss there in purchasing power. So we just have to earn more.
So last question. You don't know the answer to this because it's not in the script. I'm going to give you 5 million euros from English Talk Radio because, you know, it's fantasy money. You can't spend it on car, house, children, health insurance, nothing like that. What would you spend it on?
To invest it or just what would we spend it on?
Spend.
For life. That's a kind of a large sum of money for me. So I think I could live quite comfortably with at least saying I'll invest half of it and I'll see how I can improve my life with the other half. Maybe I'd start with a quarter of it. I'd start with a quarter of that. See how I can improve my life. So, I don't know, maybe hire Super Nanny. Super Nanny would definitely improve my lifestyle. Calculate how many years of her salary I could afford and take some nice vacations and plan out some vacations.
There we go. That's what I was looking for. Fun stuff. You'd take some right. holidays. Would you go to the mountains or the beach?
We would alternate because we like both. But
and you
we could
afford it.
We could afford it and we could go to mountains we've never been to. We could go to the Rockies. We could go to, the South Pacific. We could...
All right. Calm down. I'm getting carried away, Christine.
And the other three quarters, I'd invest.
I'll give you the other 5 million in 15 years' time when we talk again.
Perfect.
Well, we'll just have to earn more or stay home. We can't stay in 2005 forever. I'm delighted to be in 2020, expensive though it is. The sun's shining in Grenoble, the sky is blue, and the skiing is...
It's good. Yes, it's good. It hasn't snowed much, but, you know, the children can still get their medals, which they all want. They go to the École du Ski Français. And they, each year, they get this little book, and they say, Mommy, I got the second star. I want the third star. We have to come back. Excellent marketing tool. Brilliant, really.
Did you set that up?
I didn't. No. I wish I had thought of that and patented it.
Thanks, Christine Minsky, for being a guest on English Talk Radio. Enjoy your extensive lifestyle.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Louis, for putting ETR on the air. My guest was Christine Minsky, former financial presenter for English Talk Radio. Thanks, Christine. 15 years has just gone by in a complete blur. You can listen to English Talk Radio Wednesday 1900, Sunday 12:30. And don't forget the podcast, www.campusgrenoble.org.